Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of DMVF Unleashed. Of course, I am one of your hosts, Mr. Poetry, GM of the DMVF, and of course, one half of the tag team champions. But we'll get into that later. We ain't going to start you with that. But let's jump in to the president of the DMVF, Mr. Black GOP. How are you doing tonight?
And I always find something wrong. I've been putting up with the new blood way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I just love the most. So Miss Jillian and myself will have a toast. I'm doing great, Poetry. How you doing? Man, dude, tonight's Unleashed is a great show. I am happy with it. I think it's amazing already because I sang a song, and also, you know, hey, congratulations on your win. I'm gonna congratulate myself and my beautiful new woman of my life, Jillian, on our win. Tonight's show couldn't be better, man. What's going on with you?
It's a great show. It's always a great show, but tonight's going to be especially great show. I mean, we have real champions again. You know how long it's been? Minus yourself, of course. You know how long it's been? It's been since we had a full line of real champions.
I don't remember how long it's because I've been so busy drinking these sangrias for the past 2 days and eating this food that the lovely lady of my DMVF life is cooking for me. I am just so happy. I tell you, I thought about dropping nuclear promo bomb on New Blood in the Federation today, right? But I said, yeah. Why? For what? As I told another new champion, I'm not going to say his name because his name will come up all through the show. You know, you don't charge downhill. You don't charge downhill. Poetry, I appreciate you for making the offer for a rematch, but as champion, you sit atop of Championship Mountain. Why charge downhill? In what movie, anything, did the people who had the high ground say, you know what, fuck our high ground, fuck position, fuck our championships, we're just going to run downhill and bother people. For what?
It makes absolutely no sense. No one in the history of battle strategy or any other type of strategy gives up their position. It doesn't make sense. It's useless. That's the whole purpose of getting position.
You know, you did a great job. You extended the olive branch, right? You said, hey, guys, you know, you want to rematch for these things? Come and get them. What do they do? Let me find a softer target. I'm here all night. I got sangria in my blood. I have a beautiful Latino girl on my side. She will not be on the show. If she is, you know, if she calls in, whatever. But she will not be calling in, I think. I don't know, because she's busy right now.
Well, she may not be calling in, but I know somebody else may be calling in. And I'm not sure which representative this is because, you know, he pulled out the whole team over the weekend. But all I know is we have a representative from the B team on. You are on, sir. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. This is the Big Hurt, a.k.a. Okay. Big Black Mountain, a.k.a. DeAndre the Giant, a.k.a. I've been drinking, nigga. What's going on, y'all?
Man, fuck all that, nigga. Where's the Big Hood at, yo? Can I get the Big Hood up for this, don't?
You'll be seeing the Big Hood real soon. That's all I can really say.
He's out there whipping the white birds
right now. But you'll see him soon.
Black COP wants to come visit the Big Hood, but I'm not. I can't be in the same room with someone that's cooking crack. So, you know, like I need the Big Hood inbox to let me know when it's like downtime, when he's not cooking crack, and then I can come through.
Dig. But you know, like, as the Big Hood would say, the crack's not going to cook itself. It's just not. man, what's going on tonight? What's happening? What's happening?
Well, you know, it's the day after deadline. Well, the day after deadline. And, you know, there's a bunch of stuff that's been shaken up in the Federation. I'm not sure exactly where the CEO is. I know he wanted to speak to some stuff. How do you feel about deadline?
For me in particular?
Yeah.
Let me say this. First of all, me and the CEO are going to have a conversation. I told him in my promo series, I told him, Brian said you're being paranoid. I said I'm not being paranoid. I smell some funky shit happening, and look's what happens. I go in this joint, carry the promo series, and here comes Crixus in the back door, walking out with the belt. And I love it because there's some shit I would have done. I love it. I'm not mad. Folks, just so you know, the reason the Big Hurt's not angry about losing the Battle Royal is because the Big Hurt can walk up to any champion and say, I want that belt, and you have no choice but to say yes or be a coward. It's fine. It's fine. Like, I walk around with a briefcase all the time, so it's fine. It's fine. But I want to commend. I want to be the first one to commend Chico of the New Blood. So many times we have seen champions who buckle under championship pressure, but they keep the championship and they just hold on. I commend Chico for understanding that he couldn't handle the pressure and stepping out of the way for a younger, hungrier champion who instantly became a better champion. I commend him for it. And I'm not even being sarcastic. I mean it. I enjoy it. I see a lot of people in the Federation are, oh, this guy, they had a plan. You know what? If you don't have a plan, I can't finish that sentence because I've been drinking.
Let's speak on it, you know, and they threw out the major swerve that no one saw coming. I mean, literally, no one saw that coming. I know I didn't see it coming. And, you know, you got to commend them. I mean, they pulled the wool over our eyes. I know I thought they were done. I thought they were done in the water. But they proved everybody wrong, and they're still standing tall.
I'll tell you this. I knew. The New Blood would stand tall. I knew the New Blood would stand tall because, you know, no one reacts. No one reacts like a person reacts unless they're pushed into a corner. And at deadline, the New Blood was pushed into a corner. And they could either A, crumble, or B, stand tall and, you know, and show that they are actually united as a faction. Of course, minus one, because I walked into that ring. I walked into that ring and I grabbed a woman with a sledgehammer and put my lips on her and she pushed me off and she thought about it and she kissed me back. And now we're so happy. Just another sangria, please, honey. You are so amazing. Don't call on me. Don't worry about it. I'm sorry, guys. Hold on. Give me a second. Girl, please. Oh my goodness. She is so amazing. Oh, okay. I'm back. Sorry.
Aren't brown women aren't they great? Aren't brown women better than black women? It's crazy.
No comment on that, but they are, but no comment on that. they really are. At the end of the day, I love seeing the unity. The New Blood is showing. I love seeing the charisma that Chico is actually stepping up to his leadership role. It's really, really going great for them. I tell you, and this is all their master plan. Their master plan was to lose all their belts except for the world title. That sounds like a great.
That was their plan.
They planned to
lose to everybody except get Crixus the world title. And I commend them. For everybody falling on the sword, but Crixus.
Sure, that might be the greatest master plan of all time.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, the cabinet would have had a different plan. You know, we just would have had a different plan. But you know, I commend them for having a plan and sticking to it.
So
you told her don't call
in. On the line.
There isn't anybody from the New Blood just yet.
Oh.
But you told her don't call in, but she found a way to the phone, Black GOP, and Harley is on the line.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
You know, Jillian, I swear, I am so happy right now. I am filled with joy that we have this unity. I'm filled with joy. And as we move on in the DMVF, you know, we've had our differences in the past. I mean, you know, Cabinet versus Fallen, me versus you. I said this thing about breaking your neck a little while ago, you know, a couple years ago. You know, yeah, I didn't mean it. I didn't really want to break your neck. But, you know, I just appreciate and value, and I'm glad you're away from that sinking ship that is the New Blood.
Yes. It was a decision long in the making. It was long decided. And it was about time. I mean, you know, after a while, it's just, you get tired of the same old thing. You get tired of the lack of effort that could have been applied and was never applied. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, many people are going to have many aspects about it because they're going to believe the reason why that it was to, you know, retain the title, or they think I jumped ship because I knew it was sinking. It has nothing to do with any of those things. You get tired of hearing the stuff that was being said and being a legend among everyone in this, and that's on the air right now. I am one. So when you hear someone try to buff off the meaning of the word legend, like it's nothing but a common thing, you get irritated. And, you know, it's time to take matters into your own hands and to teach people lessons.
You know, Jillian, Lady J, I want to ask you this question personally. And I know you're in the other room right now in our suite, but I want to ask you this question on air. I know it's crazy that I came at you that way, but I mean, now that we have moved on into the next level of our friendship and relationship, and therefore, folks, you have the United States champion and the Intercontinental champion side by side. You know, what's next on the menu for you as far as the DMVF?
It depends, I guess, on who decides to step up. I've laid out challenges. I've been denied one too many times. So maybe it's time someone tries to challenge me. They can, I guess.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's how I see it.
Does anyone have any questions for Lady J on the line? I mean, I'm just here. I could literally get off the show and go say hello. Like I'm on one arm. Like when I walk to the park, on one arm I have the United States title, and on the other arm I have the most amazing woman who's ever set foot in the DMVF. I don't know. And even though someone's over there in the other room killing puppies, but still, it is what it is.
He needs to go out for a walk. Don't judge him.
I'm not judging him. I'm judging so relaxed for what he's doing to him.
Jesus. Oh.
But to Brandon E. Daniels, I want to say congratulations on your victory. Very well deserved.
Thank you. It was light work. It was very, very light work. Like, I went to sleep a couple of times, light work. It was very light work.
Oh, now you know how I felt when I went against Devin. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, for, I guess the best way, you can, if you were suffering insomnia, that'd be your easiest solution.
Shit.
You know, like, you know, it could be like, you know, Devin, Better than Z-Quil. Max you out in 2 seconds.
Well, damn.
But, you
I
know,
even,
I
don't even have them.
No, I mean, let's say, okay, you know, I was with them. They were successful, one pay-per-view. Second pay-per-view, not so much. And their whole reaction to what happened was, who's Harley? But really? We're going down that road? That's how you're going to react? Who's? That's the only way you want to approach me. Who's Harley? Sweetie, come on. I'm just saying. It's like I've heard better, and I understand the meaning of light work. It gives me a whole new definition, a whole new meaning to it.
Yeah, I was always surprised that you went with the new blood. I'm pretty sure Chico had something to do with that, but I still was surprised, and I definitely think you brought yourself down to their level. I'm glad you're back up where you belong.
I know, and, you know, I tried to do the Good Samaritan thing. You know, try to turn a good leaf. I was always known as the crazy person with the sledgehammer. I tried to be sane. It didn't work very well.
What can you do? All right, Harley, stay on the line. We will get back to you, but there is somebody on the line that I definitely want to get to. He is the new world champion. I'm sorry, not tag team. I'm the world tag team champion. The new tag world champion, Crixus. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good, fellas. I'm feeling good.
Crixus. This is Black COP here. You may have heard of me. You put out a challenge today, correct?
Excuse me?
Crixus, this is Black POP. You put out a challenge, right?
Yeah, I put out a challenge. Said that was up to whoever wanted it. They had to show me that they wanted it, and I said I would see what happened after Unleashed.
Fair enough. Well, right here, right now on Unleashed, I am accepting your challenge, and we will go toe-to-toe at the next event. I'm just kidding, dude. I'm joking, man. You're busy. I'm busy. I'm joking. We'll see each other somewhere down the road. Crixus, dude, let me tell you something. I appreciate your leadership skills. I appreciate you covering for the disaster that happened last week. I appreciate you coming out and being the leader that you have been. My question for you is, honestly, what do you see yourself doing next? Right now, you are, honestly, the best rookie that's ever set foot in the DMVF. You are. You know what I mean? It just is what it is. I mean, I might be wrong. The people I roll with might disagree with me, but I'll say it myself. You are. And there's a reason, Crixus, that I sat up one night and I watched 40 goddamn minutes of you talking. You know, I did that, and I guarantee you, no one else in this federation can say that. So I want to ask you, because I want to know who you were. You know, what makes you different from anybody else who's champion? What makes you different?
Well, right now, it's just that most started with one promo. My very first promo, I came in and I was sitting under a damn table with a hoodie on covering my face. That same day, I saw three other rookies cutting dark promos. Three other rookies that same day cutting dark promos. And I said, the hell with that. And I just stuck with what I've always been doing, and that's speaking the truth. As far as any other I think I took a different route from other rookies. Once again, it started one promo. Brian Carr said there's going to be a group of guys that are going to come in, and they're going to take a beating, and they're going to leave, but they're not going to know what the hell to do. They're going to jump straight in. I figured out how this place ran, and it did not take long before I jumped in.
You know, this is poetry, of course. Again, congratulations on winning the title. And as with Black GOP, I would definitely agree with what he said. You dropped two live promos that were 20 minutes plus, and I watched both of them all the way through. I don't have that type of attention span, so that's an achievement all of its own. And the one thing that I can appreciate about you is you are definitely a student of the DMVF. You learn. It's one thing to come in and watch what's going on now, but you're very aware of what's going on, what went on in the past as well. And most rookies don't have that appreciation. What caused that appreciation for you?
Well, and once again, a lot of it comes down to the first. My first match was against The Park and RB3. I did not know anything about them. Not only that, after I lost my first match, I caught in the Unleash, and I'm hearing about all these names that died from the past. And then I see Big Hurt's Hall of Career, and I just hear these names being dropped, but you just hear names, and you have no idea who the hell they are. It doesn't help you. Why is, you know, Kid Jones not around? Who was Kid Jones? And those things I had to figure out, because I keep bringing his name up because I heard that name a lot, and then I found out he's the founder of the DMVF. It makes you realize why.
Quick, this is the Big Hurt. I just want to say it was great because your two live promos, I was able to use some of the things that you said to rebut something that one of your partners said. Now, I know that you have this thing in New Blood where you all call each other boss and everybody's a boss and nobody's above anybody, but for an effective group, there has to be some type of hierarchy, some type of pecking order. Where do you sit on that?
Well, here's the thing. We all have our own ideas. It's just who comes up with the best ones that we go with. Now, last week, if you notice how all that shit went down, I was not a part of it. Because I, once again, I was banned. I had no say. I stayed away from the Federation until my suspension was lifted. So I'm pretty much going to say, right now, I'm the champ. I'm not going to say I'm the boss, but you would have to put me up there.
You know, Crixus, you know, I usually don't have a problem with anything you say, but that's kind of sitting on the fence right there. You know, as the world champion, a position we've all held, you can't say you got to put me up there. Either you're there or you're not there.
Well, the thing is, I think I'm proven to be up there at the top. As far as me calling out my stablemates and telling me I'm their leader, that's different, and that's why I explained the difference between a leader and a mentor. A lot of guys, they labeled Chico as our leader. Chico has let us go our own routes. He just only tells us what would be a good idea, what would be smart, why should it be, why we should come at this person that way and not this way. So I'm not going to sit here and say I'm the leader as opposed to saying that they have to listen to me and my word is law. If I told people a couple weeks ago, last week, leave Jeremy alone. He did not leave Jeremy alone. And look where Jeremy is now. So my word obviously was not wrong because he didn't listen to me.
Crixus, Black GOP here. By the way, I am drunk from celebrating our victory. Are you drunk, by the way, Crixus?
No, I'm not. I'm not drunk.
Because I'm trying to get a count on how many drunk people are on the show tonight. So we have what, three so far? Okay.
Three so far. Yeah.
Okay. You know. And Blair, you know, you're drunk because you're drunk with power. That's a joke, buddy. That's a joke. Hey, homie, that's a joke.
Well, you know, listening to his partner, according to his partner, I am. So, you know, you just.
I do want to ask you this, Christian. And while we are going to clash, whether you're champion, whether I'm champion or not, we are going to clash somewhere down the road. I just want you to know that. You should know that. I want to ask you a question. There's a lot of dancing around in you guys' description about the hierarchy, and I understand that. I mean, there's a lot of dancing around, but at the same time, mentor, leader, whatever you call the person in charge, Chico's a great guy. I am on for Chico to defend, and no one knows that. I am. You know. But do you see yourself, I don't expect you to talk down on your partners, because any guy in any factor would do that, right? Of course not. But do you see yourself able to save or help out guys like Devin, guys like the Reaper, guys who may be lost in the process of the DMVF?
Do I consider myself, I'm driving over a bridge.
I do. I understand that. Dude, you're the world champion. You got to go see them hoes in Atlanta. I know that. I know you're going to see hoes in Atlanta right now, dude. I know. I know. Let me rephrase my question. Do you think you can give advice to bring up, you know, the Devins and the Terrence and the Reapers, you know, in your faction, you know, because they had a problem with the DMVS process. But for some strange reason, you did it. Can you pass that advice along?
Well, here's the thing. I took, if you remember, beginning of April, there was a Fatal 4-Way for the vacated United States title, Jeremy, Outlaw Assassin, Fat Legend, and myself. I lost the match, but I don't believe I lost the promo series. And you probably remember this because guys called it a bitch fit, and I got a lot of heat for it. Well, I flipped on the hotel, and I was asking why, and I asked for an explanation. Ever since I got that explanation, I looked at everything differently, where it came down to the difference between a promo series and the actual match. I had to get that response from... let's see, I got it from Brandon Daniels, Pat Legend, Joker J, and I can't remember who else.
Never listen to anything Joker J says. Never. Anything he says is wrong. Even if he's agreeing with me.
I definitely had input on that as well.
Yeah, he did.
I took a nation and I took that with a grain of salt. Same thing happened with my tag title match. As crazy as most people thought, I did something I felt was right, and honestly, I got inspired. I couldn't say this before, but a lot of people ask me what the hell made me put up my half of the tag team title, and it was when Black GOP called out all the champions and said that he was the only real champion. Now, granted, tag team titles is two-man thing, but I said, fuck it. Let me show that I'm also a real champion. Did that go as planned? No. But now I'm a world heavyweight champion, so I'm really not too much worried about that now.
Jeremy had his whole entire thing with winning the half of the tag team champion. On the other side of the world, right? The whole other side of the world. Everyone was so fucked up. Crixus, you fucked everyone up by putting half the tag team championship on the line. I sat back and said, I know exactly what this guy is doing. And I loved it. Everyone else was like, well, why the fuck would he put up half the tag team championship on the line? And then also ask for, of all fucking people, the most psycho, ignorant, self-absorbed person in the DMVF, that's me, hey, to referee the match, you know what I mean? But I saw ambition. I saw it. I would say, you know what? If there's a problem, let's solve it. And that's what happened in your championship promo. Can we talk a second about your championship promo?
Yeah. What would you like to know about that one?
Your thought process during the championship promo. You have a guy who is making your belt in the promo. You have an assistant right there. You know, I'm not going to bother you about the camera angle, but still, at the end of the promo, the camera angle was facing your belt, and you still talk to the Federation. Just, you know, your thoughts and your reflection on what was going through your mind during that promo.
Well, honestly, you know, Saturday, of course, went the way I planned it, but to actually get that title the way you want it, to get it in your hands, to be able to say you are the World Heavyweight Champion, that takes everything to a different level. And the number one thing that went through my thought process is that the real shit starts. There are no more termies, no fake chopsticks, no germ whites, no RB3s who may come, who may not show up. When you had the World Heavyweight Championship, you better believe you're going to face somebody who's going to put in as much work as you. So that was the first thing I thought when I uploaded that. Right before I clicked upload, I said, here it goes. No more cookie-cutter bullshit.
And the rest is history, you know?
So, this is Big Hurt, and this is the last question I have. How soon will we see you make a decision on what happens for you next?
Well, I was hoping that we would have gotten a little bit more action on DFVF Unleashed. And there's one person who I had in mind, and there's a reason, but I'm pretty much going to scratch that. Originally, I wanted to do the right thing, and since Joker J never lost the title and was stripped, I felt, okay, he can't say anything, no, that's my title, none of that shit, but he hasn't been here. So, fuck that. At that point, you know, if I were to win a match, my first opponent would be Pat Legend of any title. Pat Legend hasn't called. I'm not sure what he's up to. He has his tag team titles. I'm not sure if that's enough. So that leaves.
It's funny you mentioned that. Since you mentioned that, we do have Pat Legend on the line, and you y'all two can square that off right now. Pat Legend, you're on the line.
DMVF Unleashed. Welcome to Must-See. Okay, I'm not on TV, but fuck it. I'm on the radio. Must-See Radio. What's good? Crixus.
Chad.
First of all, congratulations, champ. You deserved it.
Congratulations to you as well.
Well, thank you. Now, let's talk. I thought about it. I had a feeling that she was going to come my way. I mean, why not? This was a match that was supposed to happen possibly, what, a month ago?
Yeah, it's been a month waiting.
I mean, I'm actually flattered. But since I'm actually on the line with one New Blood member.
Excuse me?
I said, since I'm on the line with one member of the New Blood, I actually have a question for you, sir.
All right, what's up?
How long do you feel that you will finally realize that you're bigger than those who are around you?
I think, honestly, they know it. It doesn't need to be said. So at this point, we're just there helping each other out. We came in as a rookie class. Now, the one thing that I would not want to happen this soon is for the New Blood to be an afterthought. We've been around a month and a half, maybe. If I were to leave New Blood now, right after Harley just left, after I created the New Blood, it would fizzle out before it could make an impact. Now, since we've created the new blood, we've had Chico Harley as Intercontinental Champion. We've had Chico and myself as World Heavyweight Champion. And me as Rebirth Television Champion. And me and Reaper are two-time tag team champions. Now, that is only in a month and a half. Now, if we were to fizzle out now, our legacy would not be up there with The Fallen or The Cabinet or any of those other great groups that have been around before us.
Whoa. I had to correct you on something. The Fallen wasn't a great group, but continue.
I stand corrected.
The Fallen was a miscarriage of justice. It was one of those things that should have just never happened.
All right, I stand corrected. I'll mark that one.
So since me and my brother are on a line, is it possible that two of your members from the New Blood will be willing to step up for the tag team titles?
Now, I have a feeling you don't want just any two members. I have a feeling you want Reaper and Devin, if I'm not mistaken.
And this is why you're a world champion. This is why you're a world champion. Of course we want Reaper and Devin.
I can tell you this. I think after last week, by all the events that unfold, all the history, by them having to admit that they were wrong, I believe that they wouldn't want anything more than another shot at that tag team title. Devin, all of Devin's matches have been, all of his championship opportunities have been six tag challenges, fatal four ways. He did have the one-on-one with Jillian, but I think those two would love to have it.
Okay. So you think that Devin and Reaper will be down for a tag team match for our tag team titles? I mean,
here's the deal. It's either that or they go after Black GOP and Jillian, but they want some gold.
Whoa, bro. You're doing great. You're doing great. Look, dude, don't worry about that, okay?
I'm glad that he mentioned championships, though, because, I mean, as I was looking at the page, right, and I saw them two only focusing, well, shit, the whole New Blood focusing only on one champion. Guess who that champion was?
Jeremy.
And why is that?
With myself, if you noticed, I felt that I didn't only win this series with Jeremy, I felt I dominated. Now, once I lost, it all went back to that first conversation Brandon Daniels had. It's about the series, not the match. Now, people remember I lost that. Actually, may not remember how I lost. But during that series, they remember two 40-minute promos. So I didn't take that as, of course, I was pissed I lost. But Devin and Reaper looked at it as Jeremy being an undeserving champion. Now, you know.
Now, all right. I don't mean to cut you off, but I can't really call Tyler undeserving because this dude survived back-to-back promo series against me and Black GOP.
I can only assume this is where they're coming from. Seeing how, one, Jeremy has never liked him. By him and Reaper teaming together, that was a recipe for destruction from the beginning.
I mean, I understand that sure. At the same time, between both of them, I mean, Jeremy extended the hand, and Reaper pretty much spat on it. I don't care who's my tag team partner.
No disrespect, but I mean, if I'm sharing a tag team title, I don't care if it's someone I don't like. At the end of the day, we have gold. We have to represent that gold. We have to coexist to defend those titles.
I agree. They I agree. They put their emotions before their mission. And that's why Jeremy is right now, as far as the rookies, he's probably below me. I'll say that for sure. But below the rookies, he showed, like, the beatdown he took from Black GOP. I felt that that was one of those beatdowns that Big Hurt has said would make somebody quit, and that was Black GOP's mission. And, excuse me, Black GOP, but he failed, I mean, because Jeremy's still here.
Honestly,
okay.
That wasn't really a mission. It was more so. It was just more so to test the waters with Johnny.
Well, let's have
him
smile himself.
Let's let back to the GOP.
May I address that, Crixus? I don't know. This conversation took an entirely wrong turn. It took a wrong turn. Okay, but fine. I'll let you lead it. I failed in making Jeremy quit, right?
If that was your mission, right. If that was your mission, was to make Jeremy quit. If that was your mission, then yeah, you have failed.
But who does the entire new blood, day after day after day after day, come after the guy who I developed? The guy who I developed, Christian. Jeremy, right?
I will give you that, yeah.
No, you don't have to give me that. It's a fucking fact, son. Okay? It's a fact. After my 2 weeks with Jeremy and telling him to quit, go ring the bell, leave the Federation, day after day after day, your entire faction chases Jeremy around. Jeremy could put up a goddamn smiley face and you guys would all be in line attacking him.
Especially Devin.
It is what it is.
I mean,
I don't know
why
you
brought
that up.
They reacted
to him
like...
You don't know how this
like,
works?
Like a Russian chick out they got dog by the same nigga.
Pat, please give me a minute. If I said, Brandy Daniels, poetry, nigga, you're going to quit this Federation today. What would you do? You'd either crumble or advance. And Jeremy advanced. And you guys, the new blood, made him a fucking star. The new blood made Jeremy, of all people, famous. I didn't do that. So you can sit there. You can sit there and say, oh, my God, Black GOP failed. But the biggest failure today is your group, sir. Because Jeremy could sneeze. And Jeremy could take a shit and sneeze on it. You guys be right there commenting, well why did you wipe? With Kleenex, you guys be right there. You guys
no,
made
no,
Jeremy
no.
a star.
Hold on, hold on.
I did not.
Hold on.
I did not.
Hold on. I have not addressed Jeremy outside of any promo series that was not in ours, correct?
Sir, your faction, the people that are attached to you, address Jeremy every time you post a fucking smiley face. Not you. Sure, you haven't. But your faction, the niggas you roll with, you are guilty by association. You are guilty by association, Crixus. It is what it is.
If I could piggyback off of what Black GOP said, you know, what we've kind of learned in the DMVF, you don't give one person all that group attention. Because it makes them look good because, everybody's swarming on him, so he must be a real good superstar, whether it's true or not. Perception is reality. So if you're giving him all this attention, it kind of comes off like Jeremy is your main focus, which keeps elevating him, which is why he's kind of in the position he is now. We didn't
and
do
I,
it.
And,
we
and I,
we
and
checked
I
the post.
That was And I knew that was going to happen, and I told them, leave him be, and they did not listen. That goes back to We can offer ideas. You can either choose the best one or choose your own. They went with their own idea instead of the best one. It's not that they didn't know that that was going to happen. I don't know why they kept going with it, but it was told to them that y'all are going to make him bigger, and that's that. I don't want to address him anymore because he said he doesn't want to discuss. He doesn't want to match with any member of New Blood. He doesn't want anything to do with us. So as far as Jeremy, you know, I'm kind of, you know.
Well, I have somebody that wants to get on the line, and I know you're going to be happy about this. I don't think we've ever had him call into the show. So for the first time on DMVF Unleashed, Chico, how are you doing, sir?
What up? I'm just sitting here listening to Black Joe GOP run his mouth about how everybody in the New Blood was chasing Jeremy. Correction, sir. Two people were chasing Jeremy. Jeremy was an afterthought to me. I only spoke to Jeremy when Jeremy spoke to me. That's how that worked. He called me out, I call him out. He didn't call me out, that's between them. Chris wasn't the only one telling them, let Jeremy be. Because all y'all doing, y'all sitting here talking about y'all, they sucking them off. No, you're making them look like Roman Reigns out here. That's what you're doing. Leave him alone. Even today, we just had a conversation. Leave him alone. What happened? Devin called them out. That's on him. That's on him. He's going to have to learn from his mistake now. So whatever happens between him and Jeremy at this point is between him and Jeremy. Congratulations, Crixus, on your title victory. I got to say that without laughing. But great job. I mean, damn, man, damn. We all but broke up last night, Saturday night, didn't we? That was just awesome. Anyway. Sir.
Chico, real fast, let me jump in here. This is Black GOP. I appreciate your correction, but when Jeremy did perform a eulogy for you, did you not respond to him? And did your entire squad not respond to the eulogy?
Yeah, but did you see what my response was?
Was I not tagged in that eulogy?
Was I not one of the people he spoke to individually?
He said Chico, this is what he said about Chico, correct? But your entire squad responded.
Because he talked to the entire squad.
The why doesn't matter. Again,
the
your
eulogy,
entire
no,
squad
the eulogy, no, he spoke to the entire squad.
I'm here.
Individually, right? Individually, correct? So if he spoke to us individually, we will respond individually. But if you see what I said, go on there and look at what I said.
Because that's what you said. He chased him around. You said you were laughing. But at the end of the day, he took it upon himself. If Jeremy puts the booger under the table, the New Blood is under there. What's happening with that booger? It happens over and over.
And then it's funny you bring up the eulogy. You bring up the eulogy that he went out of his way to create. After everything went down, he went out of his way to create a eulogy about the New Blood. Think about that. But you're talking about we're chasing him. There's been a cat and mouse game going on between him, Reaper, and Devin for the longest. It's a cat and mouse game going on. But he took it upon himself to address each member of the New Blood individually, to which I responded to what he said to me and left him at that. So, miss me with that bullshit, and let's talk. Let's talk about some real shit, because that was some bullshit right there.
My example still stands true. Jeremy speaks.
Nah, actually it doesn't,
TV
but we're going to let it stand
entire,
true, because we'll be here all
fun.
Night if so, we don't.
We can do this for talking things at the same time. Let's do it. At the end of the day, Jeremy speaks the New Blood response. Period.
Wow.
Two or more members of the New Blood response every time Jeremy speaks.
That is so lame.
There's nothing
you even for you. That is lame.
I'm sure that's part of your plan. I won't miss
even for you.
That
is lame.
I'm sure that's part of your plan, dude. I'm sure.
Okay.
All right.
Right. You be sure about
right?
that.
Right.
You be sure about
right?
that.
Right.
So,
but
Brandon, he's the U.S. champion, correct?
Of course I am. You don't have to do anything about
okay,
it.
Okay, so
are
yes, that's, no.
Are you?
That's,
oh,
talk.
Are you?
Then we'll talk. Then we'll talk.
You have
no
vote.
I'm challenging
you
right
no
now.
Vote. Nigga, you have no
let's
vote,
talk.
Right?
Let's go. Let's go.
Whoa.
No,
now
stop talking and fight.
You have no vote, right? You have vote. You have vote.
What you gonna do? What you gonna
you
do?
Have
oh, that's the best
you have
scenario plan.
No.
You have no goal.
No.
You have
no
goal.
No.
Woohoo.
Okay.
She don't have
you
no
goal.
Oh my God.
You have no goal. You have. You
really?
Don't, right?
Really? Okay. Anyway.
Yes or no?
Anyway. She don't
no,
have
no
goal.
No,
no,
no. Yes or no?
Ooh. Woohoo. She don't have
yes
no goal.
Yes or no, dude?
Awesome.
Yes or no?
No, we're gonna do
yes
the yes or
no
dance. She don't have no goal. No, sing the song with me. Chico has no goal. Come on,
either,
do something better.
That nigga Chico has no gold. Watch that
yes.
son of a bitch
sing it.
Come
unfold.
On,
come on,
dude.
Go. There you go. There you go.
Come on, dude. Let's go.
That is awesome.
Come on, dude.
I love it. I love
come
it.
Come on, son.
I love it.
Come on, dude.
Chico. That's all you got.
Actually, you know, Chico is no. Come on.
No. Okay.
Dude, come on, dude.
I'm
come
challenging
on.
You.
I'm, sorry,
I'm challenging you. If you don't want the challenge, just say no and I'll move on.
Dude,
just say no and I'll move on.
Chico.
Not a problem. It's
bring
okay.
It, Doug.
I don't have
bring
to wait
it,
my
please.
Turn.
Please. It's because you wanted to go over talking nigger things, so I can do that with you. You know what I mean? I'm fine with that. But Chico, what do you
okay.
want? What do you want, son?
Do you want
serious with me?
I came to talk, but you want to talk.
Do you want serious, Chico?
I wanted to correct your shit.
Dude, Chico, do you want
I wanted you
serious?
A
title
shot. If you
do
not
want
to give me a U.S. title shot, I'll move on.
Do you
want
a
you don't want to give me a U.S. title shot. That's what I just asked you
no,
for.
No, I,
did
I
not
I'm
do
not,
that?
I'm not that. Chico.
Did I just ask you for that?
I'm not going to give you anything.
You want to talk? Let's talk.
I'm not
let's
going
talk.
To give you anything. I'm not going to give
okay,
you anything.
That's fine.
Do you want,
I'll earn it. Who you
do
want
you
me
want
to knock out first?
Do you want a shot at the U.S. title?
I do. Who do you want me to knock out first? It's not
no,
a problem.
No.
Come
dude,
on.
Dude. I'll tell you this. Tell me right now that you want a shot at the United States title. Tell me right now.
I want a shot at the U.S. title.
Granted. See, it's that easy.
I just asked you like several times for it, though.
Well, because you're so unorganized in your thought process, you want to do the talking over things, I can do that. No problem.
Okay. Anyway, guys, how are you? You guys great? Stir some shit up. How you guys doing? Oh, so now everybody's quiet.
I'm ready to go. I'm right here. I'm fired up. I'm fired up. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm highly entertained. You know,
I know, but no, seriously, I'll get back to you in a minute, GOP. We're definitely going to have a talk, but,
absolutely.
You know, people have questions, so shoot.
Well, the champion answered most of the questions that we had, so we don't really have nothing for it. I don't anyway. I don't.
Is that guy I like to drop on his head? Is that the Big Hurt? Is that who that is? Is that the Big Hurt? Hey, big guy, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know what I'm saying?
You're doing great.
You know?
Hey, that's
I'm
I was kind of hoping it was you that won the case, but I'm happy with the result. It's cool.
You know, I don't have to win the case to come and step on you anytime I want, or criticism for that matter. I don't have to have a case. It's easy. It's easy. But honestly,
Big Bad Giant
did
coming
so
out the play.
Poorly against Jeremy. Like, why? You missed me being at the show.
The Big Bad
Giant
coming out the play. I do not know this shit. Sorry to break character right quick, but I'm just being stared down by this big bitch, and that was like mad awkward.
Maybe
but,
she
right.
sees food.
Like she no, nah, she might. Cause she got some skinny nigga in the car with her, and he ain't doing much for her. I guess I don't know, but I don't got time for that. Anyway, back to the conversation. So, man, look, Saturday was weird. All right. It was weird. It was a surreal thing that went down. The plan was like, hey, let's do this shit. Now, the plan was not to lose all of the titles. Let me tell you that now. But, people lost their way in the middle of their series. So, what happens, happens. What happened, happened. That wasn't the plan. The plan was to walk out with all our belts. But, hey, we can't get everything right? But the one thing we did do is that we're going to let you know that we're going to stand tall. And we're going to stay around as long as we feel like staying around. Like, the new blood will be the new blood until the new blood decides it's not the new blood anymore. We're not going to go out like the strangers where it takes a matter of weeks and they're done. Dunzo. Have you seen Chopsticks? Chopsticks is gone somewhere supporting Donald Trump. That's where he is right now. That's where he is.
Huh.
Hold on, let me jump in here real quick.
I would also say I've seen Chopsticks as much as I've seen your boy Devin Danatatatatu Parker. They're both invincible at the moment.
I'll give you that. He's been quite ghostly.
I don't need you to give me that. It's a fact. And that's a member
the last
of the crew. That's a member. We can talk over each other. That's fine. I can do that. But that's
a member
of the crew that you mentor. That's a member of your squad.
Well, he is new, so we're still working on him. He's still new. He hasn't quite grasped the concept yet, but he'll come along at some point.
But how long do you give him? How long do you give him? We've heard Crixus and you now both say that you've had two members of the group trying to tell somebody not to do something a certain way and then go against it anyway, and it looks like repeatedly. So how long do you give him or shave his beard?
Well, we'll give him a couple chances. He's had a couple chances. So Crixus and I'll talk. We'll see how long we're going to give him. Because if he's not going to keep listening, if he's just going to keep doing his own thing, we have to do what we have to do at the end of the day. But you try to stand behind him, but if he's going to keep going down the wrong road, it ain't too much more we can do for him. And like I said, you want him to drown sometimes so they can get that feeling, but you don't want to kill him. But sometimes you just got to let go.
I have a question.
Okay.
What's Big Hurt? Anything below the heavyweight title, like below your level?
Anything below the heavyweight title, my level. Who is this?
This is Crixus.
It's hard to say. The Big Hurt goes where the Big Hurt is needed, you know? There was a day where I would scoff at a 10-man battle royal. There was a day where a younger, dumber Big Hurt would go, that's not worth my time. But I go where I'm needed. It's a fun time, you know?
So what's next for Big Hurt?
Honestly, I have my eye on somebody in particular, but again, I go where I'm needed. Why do you ask?
I just know, like I said earlier.
Come on.
Come on.
Bring it out.
So as I said earlier, I know it's no more people who are going to show up sometime, maybe cut a 2-minute promo. Maybe you'll hear from them a day or two. I know that from here on out, it's no more, like I said earlier, no more cookie-cutter bullshit.
Unless you fight Joker J.
I'm just getting a feel of where it is right now.
Is there something in particular that you want to ask me, Crixus?
I mean, here's the deal. I know I'm going to run across everybody sooner. Whether I run across you now or later, I know it's going to happen. You know, Crunchy, they've already challenged Devin and Reaper for that tag team. I'm not sure how you feel about killing that Intercontinental title, so I just know that somewhere down the line, but
I'm going to ask you one last time. Is there a question in particular that you want to ask the Big Hurt live on Unleashed right here in front of everybody?
No, I think I'll wait.
Okay. All right. Good choice. Good choice. Good choice. Good choice. And you're right, Christian. Our time will come. It will come. And remember, remember, nobody ever forgets. Remember I said that.
Oh, trust me, if you listen to any Unleashed and you listen to my references, whose name do I mention the most?
Oh, you know, top villain. I'm a top villain fan. You know, it comes to territory. I get mentioned a lot. GOP gets mentioned a lot. But then when someone has a chance to step up, it typically don't. It happens a lot. It happens a lot. But we will. We will have our time. Trust me. And there's no need to rush. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Enjoy that title. Enjoy it for a little bit. Take care. I love the championship promo.
Man,
eat
that bread.
Take it around the kids.
It's too late
to
be eating that much.
Hold it high. Hold it high.
Hold on. Huh?
I will. I just know. I'm just seeing where everyone's head is right now.
Okay. So I'm going to place you back on hold, Chico. Because there is somebody on the line.
No. Before Chico goes back on hold, Chico.
Yeah. Yo.
I want to make sure you want to do this. But as usual, anytime you ask Black GOP for something, you know, something has to be on the line. Are you willing to you want me from the U.S. title? That's cool. That's great. But I need you as the mentor and leader and boss amongst all you bosses of the New Blood to guarantee that Reaper goes against my lovely woman, Jillian, for the IC title.
You got it. You
Thank
got
you.
It. You got
Thank
it.
You. Thank you.
That's there. You got it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
All right. So, Chico, thanks for calling in. About the police show on hold.
All right.
There is somebody on the line that wants to talk.
Where are you? You know, poetry, real quick.
Yeah.
Where the hell? I love the new Chico. I love the new Chico. He's confrontational. He goes toe-to-toe with whoever. He's great. This is the guy we were looking for a year and a half ago. So I'm glad we got him now.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad we have him. But let's welcome the new TV champion, Jeremy. You're on the line. How are you doing tonight, sir? Welcome to your first episode live on Unleashed.
I am doing good right now. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
All right, well, oh, man, I've been listening in, and this has been great so far. And I just want to clear up something. I basically made my mistake by giving the eulogy, thinking, you know, New Blood broke up and everything. And Chico, of course, he really did, you know, he really did say only, like, one thing to me and then left. The rest people were attacking me was basically Devin and Reaper. But, you know,
not
like, big surprise there.
You said who?
Devin and Reaper, mainly.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
Yeah, Devin and Reaper, mainly. Chico said one thing. He said, we'll see what happens soon. And, of course, he releases his video footage. The New Blood's still back together. So, other than that, another thing that's been on my mind is what Chris has said. Undeserving champion. So far I've won the United States title, won half of the tag team title, and I'm the new TV champion. And of course, everybody will call that a fluke.
Which you beat me twice. You forgot to mention that.
Yeah. Oh, it is Crixus on the line? Okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But other than that, undeserving. So, Crixus, question. If I beat you, if I would have beaten you for your world title, would you call that undeserving?
If you beat me in a promo series, yes. You have not beat me in a promo series yet.
So you have dominated because, you know, you were promoing like every day. So you dominated, right?
It's not how much I was saying. It was what I was saying. Everything was fresh. Nothing repetitive.
Okay.
Yes. You, once again, I asked you this question when I put up my tag team title, and you have yet to beat me. In that United States Fatal 4-Way promo series, did you win that one? You have yet to answer that. Yours was the first promo series since I've been in this federation that required an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
The first one. Yes, yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Player cool got attitude, but you have not answered that question.
No. Mm-hmm.
So, now hold on. If you do not, now, of course, we've already said sometimes the promo series doesn't matter. It goes with the storyline, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, okay.
That's been established. But for a title match, you do not feel that you need to win the promo series, not just the singles one-on-one.
And everything, basically, is what you're saying. You're basically saying in everything, right? So, like, maybe let's say my battle royal that I was not even really paying attention because Reaper kept coming at me. Right?
Right.
And yet, I was the last one standing, you know, until Mike Brown just pulled a swerve out of nowhere and apparently lifted your suspension and, you know, you eliminated me. But other than that, I didn't worry about a promo series. Well, actually, you know, I kind of was the first one since the match was announced to confront everybody.
Now, that was that series. Once again, against me. You did not.
Against you in a one-on-one.
Come out. When I said I was going to bring it out of you, what happened since you faced me? It wasn't Devin and Reaper that made you this week.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't that.
Uh-huh.
Who brought it out of you? You are not going in heavy before you face me. You need to thank me right now. You are not going heavy before
So I wasn't going heavy with Black GOP.
What did you say?
Is that what you're saying? No. Is that what you're saying? Right when Jay O'Neill was giving me guidance, basically, is what I would call it, and advice, when I was doing a promo series with Black GOP. And so I didn't go hard in that one because, you know, basically he killed me anyways.
You just said it. You didn't go hard. Once again, you were not putting in work. You weren't doing video promos before you faced me. You were not going live before you faced me.
Who brought it out of me?
After Black GOP fucked you up, you still wasn't doing shit until you faced who?
You know what? The thing is, listen here. The thing is that no one brought it out of me. Not you, not Black GOP, not 151, not Pat Legend. Of course, they were all giving me advices and stuff. But I brought it out of myself because I decided to try something new.
And once again, who did you face for you to try something new? Who made you change it up? Who did you say? I didn't hear the name.
I said it was none of y'all. It was me.
Are you kidding me? So you changed up. Yeah. So you mean to tell me
I changed everything myself.
When you faced who? Who made you change it up? Who? When you faced me, you changed it up. You may not want to admit it, which you haven't admitted shit that I've asked you yet, but it's you're saying it right there. You went light against black GOP, but I made you change it up, and look where you are now. Coincidence? Conspiracy theory? Just admit it.
Oh, man.
Once
you want
again,
me to admit
I...
that. So, wait a minute. You want me to admit something that's not true?
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Since day one, what have I changed up? Since day one, what have I changed up?
Nothing really. You've been the same.
What has Reaper changed up? It may not have worked, but what has he changed up? He's ran across
Reaper, I barely even paid attention to him.
Listen. He hasn't changed up. Whether it's worth or not, he hasn't changed up. When you ran across...
I mean, became soft a little bit. I'm just saying.
All right. Who did you face that made you change up your style? You can say you did it yourself, but it wasn't until you faced who that you realized what the fuck you were doing at first wasn't working.
You really want me to say it was you, huh? You really want to take the credit for that?
I mean, you don't have to.
Don't think I would just wake up one day, you know, like, huh, I want to change my style. I want to do live promos or video promos instead of, you know, writing all the time.
Listen, I'm not saying you didn't do that. I said you did that. But who did you face that made you change that up? Your change up all of a sudden happened when you say me.
Really?
Is that not what happened?
I guess so.
It's no, I guess so. The shit is right there in front of your face.
I mean, if you want to take the credit for that, okay.
All right, so now we got that settled. So you
all right, now that we got that settled, let me just say real quick. Wait, I want to talk to Pat Legend.
I'm still on.
All right, basically, this is for the new tag team champion. All right, basically, I doubt Devin and Reaper will face you guys for the title for the simple fact.
Well, they don't have a choice.
For the simple fact that Devin called me out today because he wants a shot at my title. Why? Because he felt like he keeps getting screwed over and over and over for every title.
Well, he has a shot to win the tag team title.
So Devin
we'll put
called
it like
me
this.
Out
Devin
today.
And Reaper doesn't have an option on if they want to face us or don't want to face us. That's happening. Whatever y'all do with the TV title is y'all business.
What I'm doing with my TV title basically is I want to give not new talent, but people other than the new blood who I'm facing all the time at every single pay-per-view. Of course, I face other people too, but I haven't faced them one-on-one. So I've been looking at a couple of people like Outlaw Assassin, Jason, the Park Palmer, the Big Hurt, who else? RB3. What happened? Whoa.
That's the Big Hurt.
That's the Big Hurt, huh?
I accept.
So this is the belt you wanted, huh?
Well, no. You said you were looking at me. You made a challenge, you know, and you know, you said you want some new competition, you want something different.
Yeah, I do
I
want something different.
On behalf of one of the members of my team.
Of your team?
Yeah, Jeremy, look. I like you, kid. I like you a lot, okay? I like you a lot. You're a nice guy. I don't like a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a guy who likes to do things to Puerto Ricans, I'm not going to do those things to you. Pause. So I don't know if you're quite ready for that Big Hurt bout, but I will be passing your resume along to a member of the B team, and they will be getting back at you in the next day or so for the TV title.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I accept. Yes. Yes.
All
you
right.
Know.
You want your shot. You want your shot. You got it.
Somebody will be contacting you about that shot.
No problem. I'll be waiting.
All right. There you have it. Jeremy and somebody from the B team, TV title match. This is what happens when you call in Unleash. Jeremy, we want to thank you for stopping through. We appreciate it.
All right, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Nothing.
Yes, sir?
Nothing.
Okay, and I'm going to put you back on hold. And I am going to bring our last caller that we have not spoken to. He had some problems with Unleashed last week, but I'm going to get him on and let him talk. Mr. 151, how are you doing today, sir?
Dude, this has to be the greatest episode of Unleashed ever.
And that's saying something. Unleashed is always usually raising the bar, but this was a lot of unexpected shit.
This episode is great. Congratulations, Chris is the new world heavyweight champion. I love the back and forth drama between Black GOP and Chico. Chris, if you're not paying attention, Joker J just answered your challenge on the page. He'll probably be stalking you for the next 7 years. You probably wouldn't have thought about calling out Joker J only because Joker J is a title hoe, a title pitcher hoe, and as long as you have that belt, even if you beat him in a fair match, he's going to be like that girlfriend that you gave good dick to, but you don't ever want to fucking see again.
Those are facts. Yo.
I had a feeling that would happen. He couldn't call into Unleashed to say that. It doesn't matter with Joker J, but he is going to, oh my God, he is going to stalk you until you might just want to retire. He might run you to another federation to stalk you for title shots. Like, it's just never going to end. It's like a never ending story. You opened up a book that's just never going to fucking end. He's the big ass dog that's flying in the book. That's Joker J.
Well, I don't know about the big dog part, but this man speaks facts.
Well, you know, not he's a big dog in the company, but, you know, he looks like that big, long-ass fucking dog.
The luck dragon. I mean, don't ask me how I know that, but, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They got the same haircut. But, you know, this shit's been great. You know, congratulations to Jeremy, you know, new TV champ. You know, from a fan standpoint, I'm loving the changes in the NVF. I look forward to what's going on. It seems like the new blood has taken over, and you know they took a big blow and they're still standing strong. I mean, they lost all their titles except for the main one. I mean, that world champion carries a lot. The only thing I can tell you, Chris, is don't be afraid to be a leader. You know, don't be afraid. You're gonna make those tough choices because at some given point, you're going to have to decide to cut the dead weight from your group or move the fuck on.
I'm here a lot.
What'd you say?
I said I'm hearing that a lot.
I mean, it ain't hard. It wasn't it by accident when I challenged you on Leash when I was US champion because I saw the work that you were putting in, and other people saw it too. It's no surprise to me that you are a world champion at such a fast pace. But if the other people can't match your work ethic, then you might want to start looking elsewhere. You know,
and that's no knock to your group, or if it is, they're, you know, I'm 151. I'm a local alcoholic. They take it as a knock. I really don't give a fuck, to be honest. It's more so of I see two people putting in work. I see two people not putting in work. You know, the unemployment line is always open, but why would you stand in the unemployment line if you have a job? And at some point, you're going to have to make that decision. You know, for all of you to maintain your success, people got to work hard. Ask people about Hydra. Ask people about the cabinet. You got to work hard, and everybody has to carry their weight. It's more than being a champion than just carrying a belt that you bought at fucking Toys R Us.
He's talking to you, Jeremy.
Why wasn't at Toys R Us?
You know, it's more to it, man. And you as a world champion, you die. You carry that world champion on one shoulder, and you carry that company on the other. You got to be ready to represent that. Because now, and I've been in that spot, the eyes of the federation are on you. Everybody's congratulating you on right now, up until in that promo series, and we want to put our foot up on your fucking throat and break your neck. Welcome to the DMVF.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, you saw how I welcomed Jeremy.
I watched. Oh, trust me, I watched.
You know how I was welcomed to the DMVF? This nice group of called the Cabinet. They gave me flowers. They patted me on my back. It was just in the form of kicks and stomps after, like, my second or third match.
In our defense, though, it was a day of violence. In our defense.
I just remember crawling. I got up and I was still talking shit. And then I got beat down some more. I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, that's how you just survive. That's how you see who's going to survive, you know, these tough times. But understand something. Yeah, we're all congratulating you right now. We're all thinking about what we're going to do to you in a promo series. We're all thinking about, yo, I want to DDT him on a chair. We're all thinking about we're going to catch him coming out the locker room. Now that he's champ, he's relaxed. Catch him out. Yeah, Black GOP wants you to go to Georgia because I want to catch you at a strip club coming with some big titty hoes and 187 you. Hold your title up in front of you and then leave. Because that's what we're all thinking of doing.
Oh, I'm watching. I'm waiting. I know something's coming. I know this shit's been breezy too long right now. I know I'm already surprised I've been able to relax as long as I have. I don't know if people are waiting for a leash or what, but
you had a good victory, a great victory, and it at least happened to be the next night. So people want to see where your head was at. You know, anytime that, and I ain't hard to find, so you don't even got to, you know, anytime you want to, you don't got to do an open challenge. You need an opponent to face, speak my name, I'm there.
All right. Trust me, I got a list of names.
But have fun with your stalker, because you're probably going to be tied up for the next 10 to 8 weeks with Joker J asking, getting rematches and sniffing your boxers and showing up at your job and being in your house and you trying to get some on your couch talking about, can I get that rematch?
I'm simply doing Joker J a favor. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing him a favor because he did nothing in that promo series for that heavyweight title. He did nothing. He was invisible. I'm simply doing my favor because he was stripped. When the lights were on off, he won't be able to see whether or not he won or lost that match.
He should have been stripped. He's a New York Giants fan walking around in a fucking cowboy jersey. Not only should he be stripped, he should have been stuck with a hot poker up his ass.
Jesus.
So that's what this match is for. This is a favor. Yes, a rookie doing a, whether he's a veteran or Hall of Fame, I don't care about Joker. I never cared about Joker J's credentials. I just know he's been here before me. But I'm simply doing him a favor.
I will tell you this, though. The one thing about Joker J is this. Well, several things about him besides being a fake-ass Giants fan and a clown. He can be very dangerous.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't do this if I didn't know what to expect from him. I wouldn't just jump out there like that.
Trust me.
Alright, we'll see how you all survive right. The next 8 to 10 weeks with this one opponent, and then we'll go from there. All
right.
We will definitely see. We got 5 minutes left in the show, so I want to go around and give everybody a chance to talk. Let us start with our local alcoholic, Mr. 151. Closing thoughts before we end the show.
I'm a little fascinated. Got a couple of plans and a couple of people that we need to beat the shit out of. And, you know, we'll let y'all know when we're ready to reveal those people. You know, they'll find out the hard way when they're, you know, when they're bleeding on the damn ground.
So look out for the hand, everybody. That's pretty much what he said. All right. Pat Legend, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I'm just going to hope that Devin and Reaper can get over Jeremy's nuts for one promo series and focus on these tag titles. That's all I ask. I mean, honestly, it's like every day I wake up and I see them two, and it's like I'm reliving the Boys Nine video all over again. I'm trying to decide which one is Brandy and which one is Monica. It's like two chicks are finding out that they both just been played by one dude. I just hope they're ready.
All right. Hurt, final thoughts.
The greats don't forget. This has been a very, very learning lesson of Unleashed. I'm very surprised at some of the things that we've heard. I love the representation of the new blood and the newest star made by the new blood, Jeremy. And I wonder where this Chico has been for the last month or so. It's cool stuff. Cool stuff. Very interesting night.
All right, GOP.
I'm so guilty to find in what I don't like the most. I'm going to tell y'all niggas this new Chico toast. Let's have a toast to the new blood. Let's have a toast to Christmas. Man, fuck the Federation. Niggas, I'm about to fix this. Let's have a toast to the bullshit. Let's have a toast to the promos. Nigga, I got a French. They will all disappear when they can. Run away with me, baby.
Yo, I'll see you in a minute. The show's almost over, girl. I'll see you on my feet.
I was going to go to the champ, but we lost him, so let's go to the IC champ.
Of course we lost him. Man, he's no blood, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jill, are you there?
No, dude, I'm telling you, listen.
Okay, I will again speak on behalf of my lovely woman. She's very, very good. She's unavailable right now. Okay, so
okay,
you know, poetry. Close the show. I'll let you open the thing where Kanye West. I can sing another song.
I will close the show. My only thing I want to speak to is Devin and Reaper. If you thought last week was bad, we weren't even getting started yet. You are about to have a horrible 2 weeks. A horrible 2 weeks. And you have no one to blame but yourselves. Everybody, I hope everybody has a great night. If you want to join the madness, as always, go to Facebook, www.facebook.com/groups/DMVF, well, DMV Federation, all one word, or you can spell out DMV Federation in the search box. Join the group, check out the madness, check out all this craziness, see what's going on, and be a part of the fun. I see you guys in 2 weeks. And we out. Deuces.